G'day, it's Oscar. Last night I recorded this video on the Deep Listening Facebook group. This morning when I got up, I thought I should be sharing it with my subscribers. What you're about to hear is a quick conversation I had online. I'd be curious to see what you make of it. And if you've got any reflections or feedback, just visit oscartrimboli.com/contact or I mention a few websites in this recording. Thanks for being a subscriber. I really appreciate it. G'day, Deep Listening community. It's Oscar. I'm trying an experiment. I'm trying to see if this is helpful to you. I'm trying to understand if I was to come on here at a regular time, would that help you out in any way with regard to your listening? Would it be easier for you to pose questions to me if I use this method of communication? I don't know. I would speculate possibly not. I would speculate possibly yes. I would speculate, I don't know. That's why I'm speculating. Let me know. I have a Deep Listening Facebook community, a group of hundreds of people who come in regularly and interact with content I've created via text. What I've learned from that is some people say to me they would like to interact with me visually as well. They would like to interact with me real time as well. Okay, I'm here. I'll practice this experiment once a week for the next 4 weeks, maybe more if you tell me, or I'll stop if you tell me. Let me know either way. We have a group of people in our ambassador community as well. Our ambassador community is a group of about 134 deep listening ambassadors who are taking the deep listening message into their workplace, their schools, their homes, and to associations and communities they're part of. The ambassador community is part of a group of people who are spreading the word of around 100 million deep listeners all by themselves. They're helping me with our next book. The next book is the ultimate book about listening, or at least that's what I've been challenged to do by my publisher, by my editor. And they've even challenged me even further to create the best, most immersive audiobook experience ever. Of course, the topic lends itself perfectly to it, but I wouldn't have thought about that unless I was on this journey, this quest for 100 million deep listeners. I hope it's your quest too. But right now I'm in the middle of editing a podcast. I was interviewing Dinesh from Orai, and he's developed an amazing app that helps speakers listen to themselves. He's analyzed over 2 million podcasts. No, he hasn't. He's analyze over 2 million speeches that people have put in. 300,000 people have put in 2 million of them. I think I'm a bit podcast fixated at the moment while I'm in the editing process. One of the things Dinesh taught me through that process is the possibility that we could code listening into an app is completely possible. And he's done elements of that as well. I'm currently working on I guess you call it exploration or a discovery. I'm looking for a machine learning partner, an artificial intelligence partner, a software development company. I've coded over 150 conversations one-on-one where there's a host and a guest and they're speaking, but the thing I'm coding is their interruption. So maybe do you know anybody who can help with that? Doesn't have to be in Australia, can be anywhere else in the world. I don't think time zone is a limitation for me. I have clients in New York, I have suppliers in London, I have people all around the world in the deep listening community. I just received an audio message from Gert in Belgium about what he thought about the deep listening podcasts and the book and how he's applied that in what he's doing. If you listen to Dinesh's episode, how to listen, how to speak so people will listen. I think that's going to be an amazing episode. We're also putting finishing touches on how to listen during a video conference. This is an ultimate guide.
I think it's going to end up at about 50 pages. It's a step-by-step-by-step about what to do when you're listening on a video conference rather than speaking on a video conference. So that's quite handy. The ambassador community have been amazing. One person posted the deep listening quiz into their corporate intranet site. It's a big fancy pants global organization. But I've also noticed that in the United Kingdom, on their learning intranet site for the government of the United Kingdom, the listening quiz is there as well. I don't know how or who to get in contact with there. Google teaches me or helps me to listen. Who are the referring sites for the deep listening quiz? I wonder if you've taken the listening quiz right now. I've got to be honest, with everything I'm going to do, everything I'm trying to do, I probably am really good at starting, but not really good at finishing. One of the things I haven't done a great job of is support you in this, the Facebook group. Do you need another Facebook group? Do you want me to continue? What kinds of questions do you want to ask? In writing the book right now, we're working on this concept that I've applied for about 15 years. It's called Question Compass. Think questions that are north, south, east, and west. And again, it came up in the podcast episode today that I was editing. And Greg asked me a question. He was driving down, I think it was the I-5 in Washington State, and was stuck in a traffic jam. And he asked a question about how to ask questions. And for me, it's quite natural. I know whereabouts could I go for a question to be helpful for me, them, or the group. And it's kind of one of my superhero powers. So for me, I'd like to know, what is this experiment, an experiment worth continuing? Is it not? I've probably avoided doing live video for 7 years. But no, probably my lifetime, to be honest. Here's the funny thing. I was on a interview on Friday with NPR, National Public Radio in the US, on, I think it was Santa Monica Studios was interviewing me. And I said, the ironic thing about being on a quest to create 100 million deep listeners in the world, I actually have to get more comfortable with speaking. So while I practice listening every day, I have to get better at speaking. I have to get better at turning up and supporting you. So what's the questions that are on your mind about how to make progress with listening? Greg's question was a fascinating one about deep conversations versus shallow conversations. And to me, it was a good question, but I gave him a couple of other questions to think about in the episode. We are coming up to episode 100 of the Deep Listening Podcast. 2 weeks ago, we sat down with the ambassador community, and over three different time zones, we have these conversations, one for the Americas, one for Asia, and one for Africa and Europe. And I posed the question, how should we celebrate episode 100 together? And it was a great variety of responses. For me, I would love to interview Terry Gross from Fresh Air in the US. She's been interviewing people for 32 years and what I consider a master interviewer. I'd also love to interview Guy Raz from How I Built This Podcast, but also the TED Radio Hour. And The Hidden Brain by Shankar Vedathan. If you know any three of those and you could make an introduction, that would be spectacular. I'm just about to edit a podcast on how East African rats listen to each other and how language works there. And an amazing interview with an American lady who's working in Germany about the study of rats and their language and what we can learn from that, particularly in listening for language and patterns. Weird, isn't it? And in that regard, I guess I better come back to the question about 100 episodes. And this is what the group said to me. The ambassador group said, Oscar, you should get interviewed. And I said, yeah, it's all been done before. Go back to about episode 50 and you'll hear Kelly Irving, my editor, interview me. And they said, great. And we're still going to interview you and get the audience to ask the questions they would like to ask you to interview you. But they also said, get the audience. And there's so many people who've had a positive impact through the podcast, the books, the playing cards, the jigsaw puzzles, a quiz. There's so many things that have been making a difference. I've got emails from Mississippi. I've got emails from Chicago. I've got emails from Japan, where we know we've all together made an impact, not just me. How would you like to celebrate episode 100? Is there something you'd like to share with the rest of the deep listening community? My biggest learning and what's different for me, episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, I had no idea what I was doing. Yeah, by episode 100, I've got a better idea. And here's what I've learned. It's not enough for me to create a connection between me and you. It's more important that I create a connection across the deep listening community. We need the deep listening community to be connected together in a way that supports each other, not just me. I've had the opportunity to participate in other people's communities, some on Facebook, some on online systems like Circle, where we host the Deep Listening Ambassador community. And what I learned from that is the groups that thrive are the groups that ask each other questions. The groups that thrive are the groups that support each other. And I've got to do a much better job of supporting this community with regard to that. If you're curious and want to become an ambassador, the only thing I ask for you is that you are supportive of the quest to 100 million deep listeners in the world. And in 2022, in May, we'll be releasing our next book in the ambassador community. They are getting firsthand experience of how I'm going writing the book. And some days it's amazing and some days it's pretty average. I struggle with consistency, to be honest. If you want to check out ambassadors, oscartrimboli.com/ambassadors is the place that you can go and find out a little bit more. It's more about learning. Do you want to help to spread the word about the book in 2022? Do you want to be somebody who provides input into the stories or the structure or the manuscript? Or would you be someone who wants to put together a review? Look, I'm not sure how long these things should go, but I sense in my mind and in my body, it's probably time to wrap up. So my learning is simple: to become somebody who can help this community reach 100 million deep listeners in the world, I need to become a better speaker. I need to turn up more often and more consistently and just keep asking questions. I'm sure if I continue to ask questions, you'll keep providing the answers. Thanks for listening.